I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea.
Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down.
Here's an idea.
Hey, it's Here's an Idea. That's the Explosion Podcast, and we're those boys. I'm Joel.
That was the most...
Shut up and say your name!
Don't say your name. No, you just said my name. My name is Boy 3.
Like, my name is Joel 2.
God damn it.
We almost did this right.
Nope. It's always Dave that makes it impossible. Okay.
I've always got to comment on how you do it, but this was definitely the most succinct way.
Yeah, what if every day...
Podcast, Explosum, Writing Room, Joel, me, Boy.
What if I got my shoes on in the morning and you went, hey, well, you didn't put those shoes on very well, and I'm like, fuck,
I'm not here to criticize.
I'm starting my day off.
Ugh. I'm not necessarily criticizing.
Look,
I give you a compliment. I said you've done it the fastest, most efficient way you possibly could.
The one belittling me at every chance is Dave. The other one?
I'll take that.
That's Rob.
That's my job. That's my job. Hey, let's introduce ourselves again.
Kisses. That's what I do. That's my part in the
kisses
group.
Kisses from Chris's.
Hey, can we introduce ourselves like it's a 90s rap? Like, my name's Rob.
Oh, go for it. Okay. Go now.
You go first.
My name's Rob, and I'm
you.
Okay. My name's Rob, and I'm here to say this is a podcast. Hooray.
That was the whitest rap
you
I've
killed
ever
it.
Yeah. All right.
My name is Dave, and I like the toilet. Give me a toilet and I'll take a piss in it.
I like that.
That's true. That's what you do.
I like that.
You do that all the time.
That's pretty good.
I'm known for that.
Here comes Joel, and I can't bowl. If I try to bowl, it's gonna roll into the gutter.
Well, the rhyme was off, but it was a good effort.
Yeah. Did I stutter?
Hey,
there we go.
Speaking of the gutter, Chris, let's throw you in on it.
Throw
a
in,
here.
Chris.
Yo, everybody, my name is Chris. I'm not great at rap, so I'm not sure about this.
Hey, he's honest. I like it.
Oh, it's over? Is it over? Oh, that was quick.
Man, it was no Hamilton, but I had a good time.
It was no Hamilton, but it was like a half ham.
Is that the only hip-hop you're aware of there, Rob?
It's the only one I've heard. Yeah. I've heard the rest is bad.
Hip-hop was invented by Alexander Hamilton.
I love history. I loved Hamilton.
Listen to these white people go, finally, they invented a rap for me.
That is kind.
And it costs $500.
Also, it was made by a Puerto Rican guy. Yep. But white people were like, we'll take that. Thank you.
We took it? Yes, we got it.
What if the real Alexander Hamilton sat down with his quill pen and said, dearest John Lawrence, as I sit in my chamber this evening, I think of the fatness of beats and the syncopation of rhymes and the hoes and their booties.
Yeah, they had just the snare drum back then, and it wasn't working.
You couldn't turn up his hi-hats because there weren't any.
You can't rap to a military beat.
Yeah. Some nice... Every fat beat has at least a hammer dulcimer and a mandolin.
And a fife.
And a fife. And a concertina.
It's got to be bad if you wanted to be like an independent musician in the 1700s. And it's like, all right, well, there's six instruments.
And three songs.
And there's three songs and they're all about war.
And there's only 10 people that you are all fighting over the attention for.
That would make it easier because expectations are very low. Oh, if you can make a noise out of the machine, I'll listen.
So if you said, my job is I kick the box, and you don't know that you're actually a bass drum savant, but they're all like, this idiot is kicking a box like a fool.
Exactly. It sounds like Red and Stimpy, apparently. So
hey, Red, I kick the box.
No, it's not a box, Stimpy. It's a bass drum. Boom, 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 boom. You fucking idiot.
Stop it. You fool.
But yeah, I kick the box, and then one day I have a brilliant idea, and I say... Fuck, let's just call it a bass drum. And all of a sudden,
if you are the guy that kicks the box and then you say, hang on, give me that snare drum, and you played him at the same time, they'd burn you for being a witch.
Well, look at early American instruments. You've got
Les Paul custom.
You've got the washboard. You can go diddling, you can play that. You've got the banjo,
The Telecaster.
You've got the banjo, which I assume is like, you know, a chicken scratch barrel that's emptied out and put strings on it. And
that's
the Stradivarius one.
Sure.
Yeah.
The Stradivarius banjo is made of chicken scratch.
When you think of old timey music, it's all instruments that are made out of shit you found in your garage.
Okay.
That's the foundation of
America.
They have a garage
board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think the washboard is one of the great American instruments?
It is. Like, is it? Look at every, like, folk band. Or, like...
Do you think there was ever a washboard soloist where it's like, ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Campbell and his washboard?
Jonathan Campbell. I'm the biggest washboard hater, but I'm all about that ham bone.
Bang bong, bang bong, bang bong, bang bong, bang bang bong, bong.
What was that?
That was a jew's harp.
Line up to listen to Johnny Washburn.
Johnny Campbell.
And now I'm gonna play the tuna can. Ding 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 ding.
I hate this band, but this is—it's all about figuring it out, I guess. When there aren't any instruments,
the band with no budget.
You're walking around a general store, and banging on shit and going, "Ooh,
that's a good sound."
I just love that they have no instruments, but they have a garage and a general store.
Yeah. Guys, we gotta get together and jam.
I ain't got no money though.
I got a sack of flour.
How are we gonna make a garage band if there's no such thing as a band?
Or a garage.
And then the guy from Apple's going, garage band.
He's 200 years too early.
Years.
They haven't invented electricity yet.
He goes, yeah, he does pass tourism. Stefan, come up with great ideas.
Stefan Jobbenheim.
Stefan Jobbenheim, yeah.
Stefan Jobbenheim comes up with, well, this seems like a very good opportunity. I'm going to write it down, and perhaps my ancestor will do something with it. Okay, goodbye. Get the crowd out of here. And then they shoot him.
He's a witch. He's talking about touch screens.
Yeah.
So
there's already no phone. So, like, if he knows of a touchscreen phone...
Already no phone in the
He's up on the stake within seconds.
Yeah.
Burned alive.
Yeah, burn that guy.
We're touring all the way to the gold rush. So, if you don't...
ever think about that? If you could go back 500 years and...
Every day.
You'd pull out your phone and they'd all fucking freak.
Yeah.
That would be your proof that you're from 500 years in the future.
Do you think
they'd listen to you or would you just be killed?
First of all, your phone wouldn't work that well because you're certainly not on the internet.
There's no satellite.
Yeah, you've got time travel technology, but you don't have past satellite technology.
You've got your offline apps. You've got your Angry Birds. You've got maybe some spreadsheets and whatever emails downloaded last time. You know?
No, if you tried to play Angry Birds without Wi-Fi now, it would probably say, like, you can't get your jewels.
Yeah.
You're all out of coins.
Totally.
They would say in old times,
need
too.
To start over.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
You're in 1780, so what are you doing?
Yeah, they're very unimpressed.
Like, the real jewels and coins.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You would just go look for pirate doubloons.
But what I would do is try and take it to, you know, one of the great thinkers, Galileo, for example, and present him the phone and say, look at this fucking ship in the future.
He would say,
like,
what
look at this
fuck
fucking shit I'm making, is what he would
jump
say.
Jump out the window.
And he'd show you the giant Galileo, telescope he invented.
Galileo would say,
no,
hey.
You're thinking of Da Vinci. Galileo discovered Neptune.
He discovered the rotation of the planets.
And he invented the telescope.
Yep, but he would say, hey, they're trying to put me in jail. For saying the sun doesn't go around the earth.
You better hide that shit.
Hide
man.
That shit.
Shit.
You better cram that up your ass right now.
Except he says it in Italian, so you're just like, what?
Yeah, they'll throw you into the canal there.
And then his boss comes in going, Galileo, if I see any weird magic in here, I'm going to put your eyes out.
Why is Galileo's boss
ass?
Concerned about magic?
It's an Elise in the Galileo. Galileo or Galilei? First of all, why is your first name the same as your last name? That's stupid.
Yeah, don't blame me for my parents' mistakes, okay?
Shut up. Second of all.
Mario, I've got some questions for you, too.
And your brother, Luigi Mario.
Luigi Mario.
What are you building in here? Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
That looks
like a suspiciously like a telescope to me.
No, that doesn't exist.
No, that's not a thing.
I was thinking about naming it something else, so...
I was going to call it a looky spot.
What's your name?
I could call it a peekaboo.
My name's James.
We might call it... James? What if I called it a James-a-scope?
Oh, that's a pretty good...
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
So what if he could have gotten around all of this by naming the telescope, like, hey, the king sure is buff...
A scope.
I like this invention, the king sure is buff-a-scope. Very nice.
You're right, he discovered the wandering stars were rotating planets. He did not discover Neptune. What the fuck am I talking about?
Yeah, I mean, he'd never even been
to
Neptune.
No one's discovered Neptune. No one's ever been there.
I don't believe it exists.
Oh, shit, the guys in that documentary, Event Horizon, went to Neptune. That's where it takes place.
We were talking about this the other day. I love a film where Sam Neill takes his eyes out and goes, oh,
he does that in every movie. He's like, oh, no, a dinosaur.
I can't see him if I can't see him. Why?
Yeah, their vision's based on movement, and he goes, ah, I know exactly what to do, and he sticks a flare in his eye.
If I have no vision, then they'll never see me.
Yeah.
Smart thinking,
no,
doctor.
Stupid. I meant if you can't see... God, never mind.
Too late. Anyway, let's go to hell.
If I take out my eyeballs, they can't eat them.
Yeah, replace them with raptor eggs.
It looks like you've lost your eggs there, Dr. Ian.
Wait, no, raptors eat other dinosaurs' eggs. So put other eggs in your eye holes, and then a velociraptor will eat your eyes out.
Oh, that's cute.
But that's kind of a cool trick.
That's how you know it likes
the eggs instead of eating your meats.
I guess if I had to sacrifice my eyes to a dinosaur, it'd be better than, say, my head.
I would go with the head, personally.
You think?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's the Christmas season, and I'm feeling really charitable and generous.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're feeling jolly, like a bowl full of jolly?
Yeah. And plus, you know, if he gets my eyes and then he's not full, then so he's going to get someone else's eyes. You know, you got to think about these things.
You gotta put cookies over your eyes when you go to bed so Santa can come and eat them.
Yeah. Oh, that's when someone dies.
So he doesn't eat your eyes.
That's when someone dies on Christmas Eve and you give them the cookies on their eyes for the ferryman.
Two silver dollar sized cookies to buy their way across the river Styx.
Because the ferryman gets really hungry. And,
Dan, the meat boat man, says, did you bring me any cookies?
Dan, did you call him Dan, the meat boat man?
Yeah. Dan, the damned meat boat man.
No, his name is Dan of the Damned, not Dan, the meat boat man.
If you'll listen back, Rob.
That's a musical.
Rob, if you'll listen back to our podcast.
I never do.
His name
is
Dan, the damned meat boat man.
Okay.
That is what we named him.
You're telling him off like a fucking third grade teacher.
Well, he's trying to tell me that I don't know.
Repeat after me.
Dan, the damned meat boat.
Man.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. That should be a musical number, though. Dan, meat boat man.
Give me them cookies, put them in my hand. Dan, meat boat man. That's a perfect washboard song.
It's a very washboard song.
We could start it's not a garage band, but we could start, a lean-to band?
Yeah. Work our way up.
More of a laundry room.
A bivouac band.
A beaver hut band.
A bodega band.
Bivouac is a good name for a band.
Bivouac. Dirty Brimmer Cookers. Why were we talking about Sam Neill poking his eyes out yesterday?
Then we got to Scepter and how he takes the eyes out of the
event horizon. Yeah.
Okay. I like that your mom would say, okay, it's time for bed. Now listen. Every year. Okay. Look, I know this is the first Christmas where you have to do it yourself, but you got to put these cookies on your eyes.
What?
Or Santa Claus. He's going to take your fucking eyes.
Replace him with coal.
And then look at your father. He took his eyes.
He'll replace him with coal.
He replaces them with coal like Frosty the Snowman.
That's a good way to raise your kids, you know? It's like, oh, fuck, Santa's here. All right, we're going to do this and this, and then we're going to hide in our rooms and cross our fingers and hope we've been good enough where he doesn't kill us.
Yeah, for 8 hours. Till the sun comes up. This is a very modern horror, like a Quiet Place or Bird Box, where it's like... Santa comes.
If you can see the sunrise in the morning, you've been a good boy.
Yeah. If the sun rises and you go, blink, blink, I don't see anything. Oh, no, coal. Ah.
He puts coal into your eye sockets?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, he steals your eyes and replaces them with coal.
Okay. What's weird is you don't see it coming. Like, you don't see Santa creeping in the room or anything. Suddenly you're blind.
That's horrifying. Like, you fall asleep and you can either wake up with no eyes or with eyes. But you don't know what's going
to
happen.
You take that risk
every
night, though.
Day that you go to sleep.
Yeah, every day that you go to sleep, there's a potential.
Wake up with eyes or with no eyes.
Do you really fully wake up if you never open your eyes again?
If you die in your sleep, is it the same thing? Like, let's say there is an afterlife, but it's just darkness. Is that the same thing as waking up with no eyes and ears and just kind of hanging out in bed for a while?
I don't like this.
That sounds pretty nice.
I mean, I could still listen to my favorite Hambone songs.
Well, not if you have no ears. I don't know.
What's a ham bone again?
That's where you slap your body as a drum.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I immediately was thinking, like, that must be a different name for Jew's harp, but it's definitely not. It's a mouth harp. I don't know why it's called a Jew's harp, and I know that's racist for some reason.
I know it's the
jaw harp.
Jaw harp?
Yeah, jaw harp.
That's another one. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe you just made up something.
Maybe they said that at my home.
Yeah, that was a dog
whistle.
Maybe
that's the thing I grew up with.
Why are you always telling it? Oh, the racism. It was my fault.
Oh!
It was Beaumont's fault.
That's
check
true.
Off your explosion bingo cards there. For here's
racism.
An idea. We touched on the racism.
Ring bong, ding bong.
Every time Joel blames his problematic statements on growing up in Beaumont, you got to check off a box.
Yeah, you're really Alex Jonesing this up with your jaw heart.
I got to jack off a box.
There's also a pattern of you saying something racist, but then kind of gaslight the audience into thinking Rob's the racist one.
Don't do that.
Tell him that.
It's not cool.
Rob, what'd you do?
Knows, man.
He's not that smart.
Saying,
Dave. Just keep it on
you
the
You guys head. Informed me of something you did on the last podcast where, like, you say something racist, but you say, here's what it would sound like if a different guy did an impression of a Chinese person.
Here's my impression of a racist guy.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it does. It's perfect. It removes all culpability. My impression of a racist guy doing an Asian accent.
That does not absolve
you. No, I'm free and clear.
I don't think so. We're going to have to look at the books on that.
It's fine.
You cannot prosecute.
It's like if you do an impression of Fat Bastard from Austin Powers, you're twice removed from the racism.
Yeah, you're not. That's true. Like, you're not doing a Scottish accent.
Also, well, he's not either. Aren't a race. Come on. That's a nationality.
They are culturally and ethnically different from the English.
Yeah, but we don't care about that.
Oh, boring. Yeah, go back to the racist stuff.
Yeah.
That's a you problem.
That must be a problem I inherited from growing up in Southeast Texas, which makes it not my fault.
Where do you come from again?
Southeast Texas.
Well, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Never mentioned that. The more you know.
I love the country out there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It is like a different country. Shit. It's like the country, because you're out in the country.
Are we supposed to come up with ideas for
Don't fuck the premise!
It just occurred to me that...
We're just kind of murmuring things right now and kind of grilling Joel for his racism.
Do you think that's what's going on?
We're supposed to have...
Do a Christmas roast.
We're supposed to have funny ideas. That's the name of the show. That's the reason we're here. But I don't have anything. Guys, I'm too sad.
Why?
Because it's Christmas. It's Christmas. And it's the saddest time of year.
Do you know it's Christmas after all?
I don't know. Wasn't that song written about kids in Africa who aren't Christian?
It's about Rob.
See, there's another racist thing. They get one thing, a song for them.
Yeah, create a song.
And then you give it to Rob.
No, that song is literally written about... They look at the problem of poverty in Africa, and they say, do they know it's Christmas? That's the problem.
Yeah, that is the most racist song that's ever been written.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, hey, do these guys that, A, aren't Christian, are starving to death.
Yeah, and a lot of them have AIDS, and, like, they're starving, and there's Ebola crisis. Do they know it's Christmas?
Because that would really cheer them up.
Has anyone told them?
It wasn't Ebola in 84. Ebola wasn't a rigor.
Malaria is the big thing over there.
In 84, it was just good old-fashioned famine and drugs.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking at the wrong problem, though. Christmas isn't going to help them.
As if Santa would solve their problems if they believed.
Or God.
Maybe CRISPR can help them if Christmas can't.
CRISPR Kringle?
CRISPR Kringle. Oh, no. He replaces your bad DNA.
If you eat this candy cane, it replaces your bad DNA with good DNA. It makes you white.
He's the holiday elf that everybody knows and loves, Dave.
CRISPR Kringle goes into your DNA if you're good and cures your illnesses.
Like, knows him personally?
It's me, CRISPR Kringle.
Yeah.
I've never met this guy.
I taste your DNA. Mm, ooh, tastes bad.
I don't like him.
Let me replace it.
It's kind of like a vampire.
Is it like an American thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Hmm. Like one of many terrifying things you have. This might be worse than sort of the wars you perpetuate.
Well, those are better, other different holidays, you know? You still get time off work.
That's true.
You can't complain.
I do like the idea, though, that Santa Claus is standing there with his finger on the button, the solve famine and drought button, and he's going, if only they believed. And he closes the button.
Nobody asks for it. Every year, nobody asks for it.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
You said Santa? Yeah. If only they believed in Santa.
Yes. Why do they know it's Christmas?
Is that what you think the song's about?
Yes.
Why do you think it's Santa's job to cure disease? Like, he gives out
magic
presents. No, he has limits. He can go really fast and fit down chimneys.
He can make wooden toys, according to tradition, but he also gets me PlayStations and stuff.
If he re-diverted those resources into curing famine and drought, it'd
what
be
resources?
Done in 6 months.
Do you think an elf that can make it like a wooden train can also cure
AIDS?
Yes!
He has at top like 12 rinders.
All right. Santa walks out.
Okay.
Santa walks out. Elves!
Yes!
Thank you, boys.
Hello, boss.
Put down your tiny hammer.
It's for my tiny hands.
It's time to cure malaria. Pick up your tiny microscope.
Else I can fit my tiny hands.
Okay.
Your tiny syringe and your tiny, those slides you put germs on.
Okay, cool. We're just waiting for our third friend to get here. Where are you, buddy?
Now spit into this cup.
Oh, there's two, my other Santa, Jonathan Santa, my brother.
Hey, I'm the clone Santa.
Whoa, we're doing some serious CRISPR shit in here.
I'm like him, but aging rapidly.
Yes, this is CRISPR Kringle.
Did you CRISPR clone Kringle yourself?
He's not going to last that long. Oh, his nose just fell off.
Oh my God, he's falling apart in front of us. Oh, science is bad.
Oh, he's a freak. He's a David.
Science went too far. We should go back making toys. Rob was right. This won't work.
He's a CRISPR Cronenberg.
He's a David Cronenberg.
Oh,
Cronenberg, God damn it.
Abort, abort.
Okay. Joke of the week.
Anyway.
Wait, okay.
Back I don't know what I learned from that.
Okay, what was the premise again?
It doesn't matter anymore.
I've already bailed.
That was our idea.
I don't know what I learned
from
that.
Is that enough?
I don't know what I learned from that.
Did we do good?
Who knows?
You dragged us into a very anxiety-ridden scenario.
You think?
You dropped us in there and you pulled us back out. Like, you showed us 10 seconds of hell.
You know, I just
we're talking about Santa, and, you know, since no country has ownership over Antarctica, does that make Santa a sovereign citizen?
Well, he's in the North Pole. That's the other side.
Why do you get things like that so fucking wrong?
Yeah.
One time you looked at the French flag and said it was Brazil.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, Chris, do you think that Santa
Wait, what's wrong? What's he wrong about? Who owns Antarctica?
Where Santa Claus does not live at the South Pole. Like,
you said Galileo.
He lives at the North Pole.
He's at the opposite side.
He's in the wrong place.
He's in literally the other side of the
pole. He could be on Neptune.
Right. He's in Canada.
Aside from if he was in space, you could have been more incorrect, but as it stands on Earth, you were the fullest extent.
Yes, Chris.
Do
you realize? Do you realize how incorrect you are about this fiction?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. That doesn't answer my question, though.
Chris, who raised you? Like, to think that Santa Claus lives at the South Pole.
Old Father
Chris
Mountain.
Was raised in.
Go back.
Old Chris Father was raised by me. A sovereign citizen.
Yeah. Hmm.
Also, actually, Antarctica is divided up like a pie.
That's true.
Between the United Kingdom, France, some other shit, maybe in Argentina.
It's a pie chart of who gives the most shit about useless land with nothing but ice.
So you lined up.
It's a good place to keep all your ice.
That's true.
I bet you could keep a trunk in Antarctica, just in the snow.
Ooh. I think that's what we're going to have to do during this whole global warming crisis.
Oh, we're all going
to
move
Everyone
down there.
Everyone gets to make an ice and take it down there and snow it.
I think if you... No, I'm saying, like, let's say I've got $1 million in cash and I don't want anyone to find it. I think you could just leave it sitting in Antarctica.
And what?
And it'd be fine.
Yeah.
How would you find it? It's just... There's no landmarks. It's just ice. And
GPS that shit.
Are you going to launder it? Fish?
It'll be... A polar bear will sit on it for you.
It would end up like the briefcase from Fargo that everyone thought was real, so they looked for it.
You're right.
Which is true, by the way.
Also, it's not going to accrue any interest if a polar bear is sitting on it.
I don't know.
Why not?
These are all bad ideas. What do you mean, why not?
Okay, well, let's change the name of the show to Here's a Bad Idea.
That's a more accurate name. That's a much more accurate name.
Let's do some good ideas instead.
Okay, give me one.
Go. What if a fish had hands? Oh, that's good, too.
Yeah. Peep, it's the fish train.
Here he comes.
Peep, peep. It's the fish train.
Okay.
Wait. Look, okay. If a train pulls up.
Is there a gas leak in this writing room?
What?
Is there a fish leak?
It's not a leak. They willingly pump gas into there.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Explosum's maybe toying with our addled brains.
Mr. Explosum's long gone to the moon.
I said Mrs.
Oh, you said Mr.
No, I didn't.
Play the tape back.
Guys.
Gotcha.
Show of
you
hands.
Said Mr.
They're not pumping gas in. They're pumping gasoline in, and it's up to my knees.
Nice. That's not cheap.
Yeah. It's pretty cheap right now, actually.
Ah, shit. Well, then, hold on to it, and you can save it for a college fund.
I'm going to hoard it a gulp at a time. Spit it into a cup. Rob's drinking out of a red Solo cup, and one time, it reminds me, I tried to pour gasoline out of a mower into a Solo cup, and it melted the cup, and the gas went everywhere.
I didn't know that
that's a bad idea.
It happens all the time.
That's why we can't do gas parties anymore and play gas pong.
That's why, even though it's legal, we stopped doing it.
Fucking health and safety.
Wait.
Political correctness gone mad.
It's run amok. Yeah. Guys, I feel like we're no closer to an idea. I mean,
there's no pressure. We've never once had, you know, the threat of anything.
Nope.
Over our heads.
And I would say that if we were going to, we probably got a good 7 minutes
here's an
before
idea.
It happens.
Here's okay. an idea.
Oh, yes.
Off the top
There's
of my
the
head
thing.
Here. Okay.
You have a fish train.
So when you have a child and you have a family, why put the onus... Yeah, exactly. So you'll need this. And why put the onus on the raising and the discipline on you when you can put it to fate by spinning the wheel?
Isn't that called homeschooling?
So when the kid gets in trouble or does something good.
Oh, you just spin the wheel of fate.
Spin the wheel.
And so what's on the wheel?
It'd be things like, eat your vegetables would be one.
Go to bed.
Brush your teeth. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Or beating.
Go be raised in Antarctica by a polar bear.
Yeah.
Good things, too.
So
you like...
Yeah. Are these punishments?
It'd be a mix. It'd be responsibilities. It would be like eat ice cream or play a video game.
Oh, I thought it would be like
or get drunk.
Hey God.
Spankings.
So Dad comes in and goes, "God damn it, Kenneth, you called the neighbor the N-word and then pissed on his front door. Spin the wheel.
That's what you're speaking.
You're gonna you're eat going? Some ice cream.
That's it. It's ice cream for you, boy.
Yeah. Now you eat all that
Thanks,
ice cream
Randa.
And think about what you did.
Thanks, Random Chance.
Okay.
His name would be Chance.
Random. Spin again. Best of three.
I've named my son Chance. Best of three? Yeah. Who decides?
The dad.
Oh, okay.
If he doesn't like the ice cream.
Okay, this one says get a toe chopped off.
Okay.
And one more.
All right, let's go.
Double ice cream!
Wait a minute. Oh, no, it's still moving.
This
oh,
one you won $10,000.
All your hair and eat it, son.
It says, kill your parents. Oh, my God. Oh, why is that on there?
Use my gun, son.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of fate now, are we, Dad?
So, and then when they grow up, they can't blame you for any of their poor development.
Yeah, so all their other friends are like, man, my parents fucked me up. And you're like, mine didn't.
I got fucked up because of a wheel.
It was a wheel of fate. And they're like, hey, Kenneth, your dad fucked you way up.
Yeah, the wheel of fate was his idea, so therefore he's a terrible
person. No, my dad didn't invent chance. Kenneth, he populated the wheel with horrible things.
He ruined your life.
No, my dad's great.
The wheel sucks. I hate that wheel. No. I stay up late at night. Sometimes I wake up shivering.
No,
and like with the wheel.
Yeah, and if I see a round shape, I piss a little bit. But I mean, my dad's great. My dad's great.
If I see anything
that's a pretty
spinning,
good idea.
He can't look at the moon without shitting his pants and shaking.
Like a dog.
Yeah, he walks past a pie shop and like has a panic attack. Oh, circles. Oh.
And the pieman goes, oh, that goes Kenneth. His brain is fucked up.
His brain is mushier than in my pie.
Anyway, pie's up.
He says the more corners on things, the better. Then he doesn't take a pee.
Yeah, he goes, he has to have a lot of cosmetic surgery to make his face more pointy.
He wants his eyes.
Did he have like a perfectly round face?
He had a real chubby, roundy face, yeah.
Yeah.
So he got a bunch of triangles put in there.
Can you make me low poly?
Yeah.
I can't stand the sight of my own curves.
His name is Low Poly.
He's low polyamorous.
Hmm.
All right. That was almost an idea. I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah. I thought it was
a good kernel.
A lot of my ideas end up as inventions, more of.
Yeah.
So
do you think that's your ingenuitive spirit?
Are you saying you invented the wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm right about this.
Yeah.
Wheel of family.
I think it's just further reasons that I'm going to set up a fund today for your future children to emancipate when they're young.
That's awesome. Please invest a bunch of that gasoline into it too.
Yeah.
We'll hold out.
Well, it's not going to be a monetary fund. It's going to be a gasoline fund. Okay. So it's going to send them far away.
Yeah, you die and leave your parent or your children behind like, "Oh man, $300,000 worth of gasoline." Yeah. Here you go.
No, what it's going to be one of those test control trucks, but the whole vat is full of gas and it's just going right into the tank. And so I say, "Children, drive."
It carries gas that goes right into its own tank.
Yeah, so it never runs out.
Of course.
Right?
That's
how that works, right?
You might have solved a huge problem.
Did I just fix everything?
Yeah, we need to turn entire car into a gas tank.
Did I just solve the energy crisis? Wow.
Well.
Fucking hell.
Good job, guys.
It's less of a crisis, but.
So what ideas do we have stockpiled?
Okay, well, we've got...
Being raised by a spinning wheel.
The Wheel of Fate. We've got... Peep, peep, it's the fish train.
That wasn't really fleshed out as an idea.
Nope, it's on the list. It's there.
We've got Samneil poking out his eyes, and we've got Galileo, and we've got old school hip-hop.
Samneil poking out his eyes has been done.
Okay. So that's not our idea.
So the Galileo has been done as well.
What if we pitched Event Horizon 2 and it's just everything we didn't see Samneil do in that blood orgy?
Oh, yeah.
Behind the scenes.
I was going to raise that. That's my favorite part of that movie.
Oh, it's everyone's favorite part. Yeah, it's
the best part.
Terrible movie.
That fucking traumatizes you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think so.
I think there's a man being fisted by his wife. I assume it's his wife. I wouldn't let anyone do that.
Hmm.
You wouldn't let anyone fist you?
There's a guy eating his own tongue.
What if it was your wife's birthday?
And, well, what do you mean?
Would you let her fist you on her birthday?
If that's all she wanted?
Yeah.
If it was cheap and or free, then probably.
Yeah.
Why would it not be free?
I mean, I gotta get
charging your wife?
Yeah, I gotta get into logistics here.
I will give you a discount on fisting me, my dear wife.
A fist count?
Is it prostitution if you, like, pay your wife for sex? Like, does that fall under the law?
Yes, that's prostitution. Hmm.
No,
I would say.
Marriage absolves you of all prostitution charges.
you're going into a rabbit hole there.
I'm going to email Explosum's lawyer, who normally works on like deals and advertising. I'm going to say, hey, random question.
Yeah, off the top of the dome.
Not related to anything. Hey, if you pay your wife for sex, is it prostitution?
And he'll say, is she charging you or are you tipping her?
Both. Hey, a little bit of both.
Well, good
job.
A prostitute.
Hey,
good
job. Fuck, honey. Here's $20.
That's a better prostitution too, because you know if you put your wallet on the nightstand, it will be there the next morning since it's her nightstand too.
Oh, the money's on our dresser, Chocolate.
Is that
so like
Yeah. Never mind.
Are you calling something chocolate?
That's a it's a reference to one of the best movies of all time. The Birdcage.
All right.
Does anybody pull their eyes out in it?
Everyone. Robin Williams does.
The entire audience.
Hank Azaria does.
I think
twice.
That's why Robin Williams killed himself.
Yeah, he pulled both his eyes out and his brain drained out.
Hugged himself with his optic nerves.
Yikes. That's a way to go.
No, you're thinking of the guy from Kill Bill who wrapped his optic nerves around his throat and jacked off.
Oh, yeah.
That was the guy from NXS.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah. He said, I want to see my ass while I jerk off. And so he put his eyes in the back.
I thought you guys were talking about Pee Wee Herman when he went into that adult theater and pulled his eyes out in public.
Yeah, and they went, oh, no! That's just gross! Hey,
what if your wife was like,
yeah,
baby, I really love everything about you, but I wish you looked more like a snail. I need you to pull out
my birthday's coming up.
Nerves.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but there is an eyeless man standing in the window just kind of casually bumping into the glass.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Hang on. Let me go see what he wants.
Oh, my God. What if this is the last time we see Joel?
He can't see me, right?
Are you fine with it? Are
we... Kind of. I don't know. Yeah. How do you guys feel?
Let's work through these feelings.
I'm feeling mixed feelings.
Relief.
I'm feeling sadness because I like Joel, but if he got eaten by the eyeless man, I would also feel...
Why do you assume that the eyeless man's going to eat him?
I don't know. Every Guillermo del Toro movie?
To absorb his eyes.
Oh, hey, hey Joel. Glad you're back.
The eyeless man didn't eat me, if you were thinking that for some reason.
I don't know. It crossed my mind.
It crossed my mind, too.
But what, I didn't say it out loud. Rob did.
What was he looking for? His eyes?
No, he just had a memo.
Looking for his eyes.
Was he looking for his eyes?
Oh, I can't see without my eyes. Jinky.
Honey, I seem to have misplaced my eyeballs.
Sorry, sir, I can't help you.
He did not seem concerned or aware of his missing eyes, but they were not there.
It's even more horrifying.
Yeah. No, they were just bloody holes.
Maybe it's just a war vet.
But he did hand me...
The war was 10 feet away.
He did hand me a memo. Man.
Uh-huh.
It's work.
This
is from Mrs. Explosion.
But it's Christmas.
God damn it.
I don't want to work.
Does she know it's Christmas after all?
Does she know it's Christmas?
All right, let's do a Wheel of Fate. Should I read this or should we ignore it?
I actually built a wheel of
ice cream.
While we were talking.
Whoa!
You want to spin it?
Go
here.
I'm with Chris. Ice cream.
You don't have to make the noises.
Oh, that's, it does.
It's always fun though. So,
okay,
yeah,
I liked it.
Cool.
Well, I liked it.
No, it made its own noise. Joel was just kind
right.
of
it's
spitting out of his.
It landed on pull out your own eyes.
Do it again.
Roll it again. It says read the memo.
What do you guys keep?
Damn, all
right, let's read the memo.
I don't know. I just like doing that noise. Hello, boys. I hate to be the bearer of bad news and the breaker of weak hearts, but today is yet another day that you won't be graced with my soothing motherly voice. Hey, little does she know.
Motherly.
She sounds like a bitch.
It's kind of weird.
I know it hurts you. I, too, would be desperate for contact with the outside world if I were in your unfortunate positions, but I just can't be bothered today. I am in far too good a mood to put it in your hands, so I'm going to spend my day doing something more productive and less frustrating. She's saying, like, we're the antagonists. This is...
Well, we are, kind of.
Are we? I feel like it's the opposite from our perspective.
I think we're ruining her company with bad scripts.
Do you think that?
I don't know.
Okay. I feel like she's ruining our lives with incarceration.
Yeah.
Well, she keeps asking us for more scripts, so clearly we're getting something out of it.
Yeah. Know? Anyway. Mm. What is that you ask? Well, my dear boys, that's none of your goddamn business. That's
dear
harsh.
Boys.
Ouch.
Dear boys.
That's not very motherly.
Step out of line and ask stupid, intrusive questions like that again, and you're to be stripped of all your skin and bones.
Whoa.
And left as a collective pile of hot guts, just sitting there, waiting to ride.
Musical instrument.
Oh, man. Yeah. Turn into a Nine Inch Nails video. This is your final warning. That's harsh. Okay. Get to it, Mrs. E. Jesus. That being said, you're not off the hook. I need you to write me a script where you're all huge nerds waiting outside of a store, eagerly awaiting the midnight release of some highly anticipated video game.
Ooh.
Okay.
That you could draw from experience.
I've never done that before.
I've actually done it one time.
You've never done a midnight...
Not for a video game.
I have. I did it for the Wii. It was horrible.
I did it for the
Not much of a stretch... Oh, not much of a stretch, really. You're all hella dorks who probably play lots of dumb video games instead of just going out on the weekends. Just dig deep inside of yourselves and make this script as realistic as possible.
Wait a minute, is she bullying us?
Yeah, I think so.
What does she want us to do? Go out and get red, drunk, and do something way cool?
Thanks, I guess, Mrs. Explosum.
Getting bullied is much better when it's coming straight from a motherly voice instead of a letter.
Guys, I don't know what to do. I feel like...
Spin the wheel!
Once again, spin the wheel of kill ourselves, take out our eyes, or do the script.
Okay, which one of us is going to do the bespectacled nerd with
the lift?
Well, I guess that's you, Dave. Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, but I would. I can't wait to hear the other nerd voices we got going on. I'm sure there's a wide array.
Exterior, GameStop. What year is it?
2006.
2006. Okay.
The Wii has just come out.
Oh no! Here we go. It's 11:50 at night. This door's open at midnight.
November of 2006. I want to say
something like that. Yeah. Okay.
The housing market sure is growing. What a year! I've got all my investments, and I'm ready to drop down some cash.
Yeah. Nothing's going to go wrong in the next couple of years.
Oh, hey, man. Guys, I brought some sleeping bags. It's going to be a long, cold night, but it's going to be worth it, guys.
Oh, you've only got two there, buddy.
Yeah. We're going to all share one. This other one's, we're going to use that as a pillow.
Yeah, well, okay.
I do love sleeping bags, or my name isn't Thomas.
Well, Thomas... As your friend, Jeffrey.
What's up, Jeffrey?
I also appreciate sleeping bags, and I'm also going to hopefully heavily appreciate this new games console that's coming out in literally 10 minutes' time.
Woot! 9 minutes now.
Classic
Did
Jeffrey.
You say woot?
I said woot. That's what we say online.
Woot.
Yeah, booyah. Booyah. Who let the dogs out? Great, guys. I'm your friend Duncan, by the way.
Hey, what's this jock saying?
Angela, look at these nerds.
Hey, man, that's not nice.
Yeah, step off my back, man.
Nerds may not be cool now, but in a few years, there's going to be Comic-Cons in every city.
Yeah, right.
Just you wait.
And I am standing on your back like a skateboard.
Ouch! Get off it! Hey.
I can do that because I have social prowess and don't play nerdy video games.
Oh, that's the opposite of us.
Anyway, peep peep, it's time for the fish train. Bye, boys.
What? What on earth is a fish train?
This is why I never go outside.
Run a fish train.
He's giving us all wedgies at once. Why is that? Why is that even called a fish train?
It's because your butt smells like fish.
That must be it.
I just running right between your back.
Hey, guys. Am I too late?
You're too late for the fish train.
No, thank God.
Yeah, the fish train's past that.
Guys,
so
wait.
You escaped unharmed.
Guys, I wear bloomers. Jeffrey. I wear bloomers today, so no wedgies would hurt. I'm impermeable.
Star Wars bloomers.
Did you guys? Yeah. You guys save me a spot in line.
Yeah, right here.
Okay,
but don't come in front of me. Get behind me.
Hey!
Shit! Hide me. Put me in a sleeping bag.
Quick, get the sleeping bag. Put it over your head. Now people will think you're such a giant slug. Okay, you stay there. Okay. I guess that's the end of that character for now.
Guys, what if we threw him in the water? That'd be hilarious.
Please don't. I've experienced too much bullying in my life.
You know something, guys? I gotta say something that's been bugging me for a long time. We get bullied every day.
It's not nice.
No, it sucks balls.
What should we do about it? Should we beat them at Wii Tennis?
Yeah, we should pwn some noobs. Great. That's how we do it. Stay indoors and pwn some noobs.
Okay, so this guy here, what was your name?
Sorry, guys. I gotta get out of here. That was a bit too much. This might be a different voice. I can't remember.
You are our good friend. A good friend. Yes.
Oh, yes, Jeffrey?
Your name is...
Of course, Jeffrey. My name is, Satchel.
Satchel?
Yep.
Okay, Satchel.
My parents are weird. You know, it's actually kind of a funny story. My dad, when I asked him for guidance, he just refused. He had a really weird system of parenting. In fact, if you'll indulge me in a flashback...
Oh, no, I hate flashbacks.
Hey, Dad.
Son?
Well, I'm having a hard time at school as I'm developing into a budding dork.
Uh-huh. Let me see those report cards. Just spit it out.
Well, they're all straight A's, Dad. But I'm just having a hard time with all the bullying and all the kids calling me snot ass.
It says here you have an F- minus in being cool.
Dick nose.
That could be the problem.
That's the class they shouldn't have, Dad. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's the...
What do you suggest?
I won't suggest anything. You know me. I take a hands-off approach to parenting. So we're going to bring out the Wheel of Chance.
Oh, fuck.
And we are going to give it a spin.
Okay, go for it, Dad.
Now, read all that.
No, okay.
Here we go.
Oh, Dad.
What does it say?
It says sit in the yard until you pee.
That's right. Now go get out in the yard.
Well, I don't want to. I want you to hold me and, like, tell me it's going to be okay.
You're going to go out in the yard. You're going to sit there. You're going to have your penis in your pants this time. You cannot pull it out.
I have to piss my pants in the yard?
Yep, you have to piss your
pants.
Can
we go best 2 out of 3?
No, sir.
Can we please?
No, I'm going to make you poop your pants if you keep this going.
Okay, well,
bark. Woof,
oh, there's the
bark,
dog.
Woof.
Hi, dog.
I'm the dog.
I promise you, this is going to make you a cool boy, and this is a good approach to parenting, and you'll never be a squirrely nerd.
Hide the dog.
Bark.
Bye, dog.
And also, there'll never be a black president.
Yeah, my dad was a racist guy who kind of just took advantage of me.
Wait, what?
Well, hell, you explained so much in such little time.
But you know what? Why did you tell us all that?
Oh,
It was a great question.
It was quite a tangent, but...
I don't know.
Anyway, guys, let's not fret over the past. All four of us are going to get four Wiis, and we're going to play them together.
Am I being bullied by my only three friends?
Yeah, and I'm side with you guys.
In three minutes, we're all going to get Wiis, and we're going to have a good time.
Just sit me back up in the sleeping bag.
Here. Okay, sleeping bag on your head. There you go.
I'm going to get the first Wii, and I'll let you guys play it before you get yours.
I'm going to get the second Wii, and you can play my Wii.
Mind off your fucking Wiis for a second.
No.
Mind off your Wiis, okay? Get your Wiis out of your mind.
You sound like my dad.
Look, Satchel, out of all of us, the biggest fucking loser.
He's making us look like
dorks. I've had enough of being bullied, and what I'm suggesting to you is that we have a go at bullying ourselves.
From everything we've learned.
Climb up the social ladder.
Yeah.
From years of wedgies, years of having our ears tweaked, and being denied the things that we as nerds need.
Yeah,
I say we take a crap in his ass.
And murder him.
But no, that's crazy, man.
What kind of bullying is that, man?
You guys,
It's kind of fetishy, man. We can just let him
stay
in there.
Okay. Here it goes.
Right, thanks, guys. Okay, I couldn't breathe in there. My asthma got triggered by my own farts.
God, you're fucking gross.
I know.
Okay.
Sorry if I'm dripping from nearly every orifice right now, but it's cold.
I'm dripping with excitement for this Wii.
Hey, which game are you guys most excited to play?
I want to play Wii Sports.
I want to play Event Horizon 2, the movie adaptation.
Oh, it's going to be good. I can't wait.
The only bad part is you have to use both Wiimotes to gouge out your eyes.
Attention, everyone. The doors will open in
just
2 minutes, but I have some bad news. We only have one Wii available. We're gonna do this fair. You guys have failed to form an orderly line. I see seven different lines.
We're standing in a triangle.
Forget the lines. First one to win in a big old fight is gonna win the Wii.
A fight of muscles?
So any kind of fight, I only want to see one winner.
A fight of punches?
Or maybe three.
Like a dance fight?
Shit. Who can share?
This reminds me of a movie called Battle Royale. I hope they never make video games based on that.
They never will.
Honestly, it's my last day at GameStop, and I don't give a shit. So this is what we're doing.
Right.
Okay. 60 seconds.
Guys, if I could plead to your greater nature as friends, please. Oh, God, you're all crowding around me.
Satchel.
Wait,
Satchel,
guys.
You've been working on this.
The bullied is becoming the bullies.
Oh, no.
Three of them.
You might want to get in that sleeping bag, Satchel.
No, guys, no. Listen.
Yeah, let's finger his ass, boys.
Yeah, let's do a skateboard on his forehead.
This
feels pretty good. See why jocks do this.
But if you listen, do you not understand that after I am eliminated from the competition, you will have to turn on each other?
Did you not realize that three people can play Wii Tennis at once?
No, only two can. Or four, I think. Four can play. Why am I being bullied?
Wait, what? What'd you say?
Four can play.
Four people can play Wii Tennis?
Why? My underwear.
Hold
Everyone
on.
Knows you need three Hold people on. To play tennis.
Mr.
That doesn't make sense.
Mr. Store Manager, we have a question. Can four people play Wii Tennis the same time?
I'm bleeding from my Wii anus.
Yes, obviously. have you ever played tennis in real life?
No.
It's called doubles. How nerdy are you?
Very.
Also, I'm looking forward to Wii Anus coming out in 2 months.
I fucking hate my life. Yes, four people can play. Now,
do you have four Wiimotes for sale?
It comes with Wiimotes, you
Not
fucking imbeciles.
Four.
Yes, we have them for sale.
Okay.
They sent us 2,000 Wiimotes in one
Wii. Hey,
you guys, this guy sure does know a lot about nerdy stuff like the Wii.
It's my goddamn job.
I know how to set up the sensor bar, the me store.
Guys, just fight each other. I only have one Wii. Get it over with.
They're killing me.
Guys.
What is it, Thomas?
Why are we settling this with our fists like the enemy does? Why don't we settle it with tennis?
We did plan that out for a pretty hard.
I didn't know there were four players. Wait. Hey. Guys,
are you saying that we buy the one, we pool our money, and we buy the one Wii, and then as friends, we go to one of our homes and play Wii Tennis,
together.
And that decides who we beat up?
Or we can, maybe, or we can just play Wii Tennis and be friends.
I'm
not sure. I mean,
Think we'll still be friends?
The added sting of playing Wii Tennis to decide who gets to kick the crap out of each other sounds pretty fun.
You know what? If I'm outvoted, I'm outvoted. Let's do an ass-kicking Wii Tennis contest.
What do you think, Duncan? You have the deciding vote.
What is it, Duncan?
Well, honestly, I was having a lot of fun just bullying. Let's be
Oh, you're
going
to go to a life of bullying now?
Oh, okay.
It's
Are you just
going to
ascend?
Are you going to ascend the bowling stat? Oh, get that balance board, Duncan. You'll get swole.
I'm going to get so swole beating your ass.
There's a Mustang full of bullies driving by. You want to jump on? I think
Hey, let's jump on. One of you nerds looks like you're growing up into a real bully. You want to come with us?
You in?
Yeah, watch me kick his nuts.
I want to suck your dick.
What?
Hop in.
Let's go.
All right, bye, Duncan. Have fun.
Bye, Duncan.
Hey, guys, that leaves three of us. Why don't we just share the Wii?
Holy fuck. We can't play doubles, guys. That means we do have to resort back to an elimination.
That means we're...
Kick the shit out of one
Satchel,
of us.
Satchel, we're going to fucking murder you before the night is through.
That means I have to produce my knife.
All right, one Wii.
Holy shit, I got my Wiimote. I'm ready to go.
One of you will drink... My blade will drink deep of your loins.
Jesus fucking
Christ.
All right, guys, since you guys haven't fought each other yet, I'm giving one Wii to all three of you.
Oh,
you
what?
Go. Oh, that settles it.
All right.
All right, never mind.
Have fun, boys.
Thanks, Mr. Store Manager.
Don't stab each other.
You want to come back to my house and play Wii Sports, a timeless classic everyone's going to remember.
Are your parents home?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'll bring the Cheetos.
I'll feel safe then.
Yeah.
I feel unsafe when I'm unsupervised.
Nerds unite.
Nerds forever. Nothing bad will happen to us.
The end. Nothing bad ever did happen to those boys.
They all grew up to be well-paid, cool people.
Apart from Duncan.
Yeah, Duncan
died 3 years later of a heroin overdose.
His life changed that night.
I was curious how the store manager kept up with that moving convertible.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Duncan got addicted to oxys and just took his own life eventually.
I love that you just fucking peaced out there near the end. Chris is like, okay, off I go in the car. See ya.
No, you guys left in the car.
That was you going away with the nerds.
Okay. Okay, I got confused.
Guys,
man,
anyway,
I don't know
you
what
had, You probably had the best ending. Yeah, you just kind of jumped in a sweet car.
Yeah, you know, why play Wii when you can just get the same kind of motion controls out of beating someone?
Yeah, and actually your actions have direct implications instead of just any average wrist flick will do anything on a Wii.
Yeah,
and you don't need a sensor bar.
Graphics are better.
Yeah, you don't. Except you could hit somebody with it.
Those things break no problem. It's like they're made of sugar.
Do you remember when people said if you didn't have a sensor bar, you could use two candles and then it worked?
What?
Huh? You don't remember that?
Nah.
The sensor bar was just two IR lights and nothing else. And so people would put candles on their TV and it would still work.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
That's weird. No,
Wii facts.
That was a fun script. And also the eyeless man is back. I don't want to alarm you.
Is he caroling? Maybe he'll go away.
I'm going to go talk to him this time.
Okay, bye, Rob.
Give me a second.
Good.
I'll be right back. 1 second.
Don't come back.
He looks terrified.
Hey, what do you hope the eyeless man does to Rob?
I hope he kills him.
I hope he takes Rob's eyes.
I hope he takes his own eyes that he already took out earlier and puts them in Rob's head.
So he has four eyes?
Yeah.
And then he'd be a real four eyes and we could beat him up.
yeah, let's shit in his ass.
I was actually really sad that that never came to fruition. Let's shit in his ass.
Yeah. Hey, I'm back.
Oh, hey, two eyes.
Hey, shit for us.
The eyeless man has another memo from Mrs. Explosion.
Oh, no, why?
Should we open it?
Yeah, go for it, man.
Maybe it's feedback about our script. I don't know.
That would mean she's listening in.
I mean, obviously she's listening.
Oh, okay. Somehow,
yeah, well, she's all the crows.
Stick it to me, Rob.
All right, here we go. Opening it up.
Yep.
It just says, okay. That's all it says.
Oh.
Two letters.
That's not a lot of feedback.
It's not bad feedback, though.
What if she sent us a wheel of what she thinks of boys?
What do you mean?
And so it's like we spin it after a script, and one of them says okay, and one of them says you suck, and one of them says kill yourselves. And
that would be about as useful as the feedback she already gives us.
It would be.
Yeah. So I think we should pitch that.
But
basically Russian roulette, but more complicated.
Yeah. I don't think she's Russian, though.
I don't think so either.
No, I get the impression that she's old magic.
Old magic?
like old gypsy
she's
magic.
Archaic.
Oh.
Yeah, she's old druid magic.
Yeah.
So is that Scottish?
I got what you're picking up.
Is that Scottish?
She's alchemic, is what you're saying.
Yeah, she is.
She's Slavic, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she was made from lead in a cauldron.
We got to find out, because if she's magic, Mr. Explosum had a lot of resources and mechanisms, but if she's got straight-up magic, we got to mind ourselves.
I'm guessing
we're going based on, let's say these were seasons of a sci-fi genre show, our first big bad, his deal was... I'm insane and I have technology and money. I think our second big bad deal is I'm older than the moon.
And magic.
And magic.
Right, that could be it.
yeah. and made of blood.
Watch her. She takes your hair. She's either taking it for magic or for CRISPR. Hmm. So we got to worry either way.
Oh, well, the no-eye man took a lock of my hair. Did he take any of yours?
He took one of my eyes, but it's my bad eye, so okay. I don't care.
Well, why can I mean, oh, he gave you one of his eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now I can see eternity. Okay. It's great.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
You can see around the curvature of time?
Yes.
Sounds like a bad eye to me.
Not as exciting as it sounds.
More like bad idea.
Seeing infinity is not as exciting.
All right, guys, listen. Do we how we want to wrap this up?
I think we should all do compliment.
Another rap.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Let's talk
compliment
about
rap.
You want a rap?
Let's do a compliment rap. Ah, that's it. Compliment rap.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Who's what direction are we going
in? Do it in a nerd voice.
Okay. Here we go. Who am I doing?
I don't know.
It's Chris.
Okay. Okay. My name is Satchel, and that's my friend Chris. And when it came time to beat me up, he didn't. He left. He became a jock. And now he's going to have a bitch to suck on his dick. He's going to like it a lot because all the guys get the girls that hot. Okay.
That was
right, who's next?
That was very complimentary.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Of your character, but not of yourself.
Right, I'll do Dave.
Okay, go.
Okay, give me a beat.
This is my co-writer. His name is Dave. When he writes a script, the reviews are quite rave.
Yeah.
Is that it?
There you go.
Okay, yeah. Dave, that means you have to do Chris.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Here we go.
My name is Dave. I like my friend Chris. I'm trying to figure out what rhymes with Chris, because the only thing I can think of is
piss.
But he's not a piss boy. He's not a piss boy. He's a kind of guy that I'd share my toys with. He's really red, and he doesn't make me sad. In fact, he makes me glad. That's a Chris boy. He's a good lad.
Piss.
Yeah.
Sucker, sucker, piss.
Hey, man. That's
great.
Not bad. Quality.
I love that I'm getting so many compliments here.
Yeah.
I'm going to have...
Hey, let's all...
Wait, I did Chris. I was wrong. We both did Chris.
Wait,
no one did
right.
me.
No one did me either.
I'm not giving those compliments back.
No one did Rob?
Either.
No.
We fucked up bad.
Chris has to do Joel and me
all right.
in the same
oh,
rap.
Oh, shit. Okay. You have to do me and Rob together.
Okay. You and Rob
okay,
together.
I'll do this if someone else wants to do
Okay. It's not going to be on beat. My name's Chris, and here is Rob and Joel. Maybe you've heard of their email hole. Maybe you've heard of all the things they said. That's Rob. He said a script with his gob. That's Joel. He's my favorite boy. The end.
I'm his favorite boy.
Yay!
Wow. I got the best compliment.
Man. Well,
I'm
fresh.
His favorite
fresh.
Boy. The end. Also, he thought it was me and Rob doing the email hole, but it's me and Dave.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So
whoops. I would do an email hole if I ever had a
Man,
chance.
So freestyle. Technically, you gave them compliments, but you insulted me.
Yeah. Yeah. Insult rap battle.
I really made circle. It on top of this. Comment rap circle.
Yeah, you did. You did the best.
We all compliment each other. Let's give each other a kiss.
Mwah.
Yeah.
I got no one else to kiss right now.
Mwah. All right, boys. I gotta say.
Yeah.
If this is our Christmas episode, our Kissmas episode, our Chris Wilsonmas episode, we didn't say very much about Christmas.
Do they know it's Kissmas?
I mean,
we said a lot about Christmas.
At the beginning.
I think there's enough to be said about Christmas. There's nothing else.
It's
to
all been
there's
said.
Nothing else to add.
Okay.
Also,
all right.
We talked about the joy of receiving a Wii. For Christmas.
That's true.
I think.
These boys were buying their own. I don't think they were recipients. And one of them's dad was bad. So,
yeah.
Anywho, all right, whatever. We did a great job.
Coming of age
tale. This year, let's just say what we want for Christmas and then hang up. Hmm. I want that Wii that
Ooh.
I had, I slept in line for, and then I sold it for not very much money because it wasn't fun.
Why do you want it back? There's better games out.
Nostalgia.
Oh, okay.
And also, I hid some money in it and I forgot.
Hmm.
So I'd like to get that back.
Okay.
Yeah, I stuck it in the disc slot.
Dear Santa,
yeah, it's
all I want to make this Christmas so perfect and precious and wonderful and memorable for the rest
Go
of
on.
My memories is I want girls to be able to get pregnant through their butthole.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Santa.
Done.
Oh, great.
With a sprinkle of magic, yes. All girls can get
magic
pregnant
dust.
With their bums.
I've rearranged their internal piping. And then, unfortunately, you don't want to know where they poop from now. Ho, ho,
I never
ho,
wanted
goodbye.
To know.
Okay. What about you, Rob? What do you want for Christmas, after all?
Dear Santa.
Yeah. Yes?
All I want for Christmas is for girls to not get pregnant from their butthole.
Oh, sorry.
Or ever, unless there's some kind of a test that they won't use spinny wheels to raise their kids, and they won't be racist and bad and mean.
Are you taking away everyone's presents for Christmas?
That's eugenics, Rob.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Can't do that. Can't sterilize people based on their IQ.
The operation's very hard to reverse.
Santa, you ruin everything.
No, okay, bye. Dave, I know you're not an American, but what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, you're the Coca-Cola Santa.
Yep, the big red fat one.
You're the big one.
Not the green skinny one from Europe. I'm the big red fat one.
Does that automatically make me a bad boy, Santa?
A little bit. You'll have to work extra hard.
You need to work on this bigotry issue.
Well, I am a creation of Christianity and capitalism, so, you know.
I suppose that does cancel out roughly 6.7 billion people in the world if you're only delivering to America.
Dave, when capitalism and organized religion have a baby, what do you expect? Anyway, what do you want, my child? What do you want?
I want you to take out my brain.
Oh.
Replace it with straw.
With a sponge? Oh, no, straw.
So okay. I can just lie in there and have happy thoughts. In my little skull barn.
Okay.
And also, can I have your eyes?
No, but you can have a copy of Wii Sports for a defunct video game system.
Hey, it's me again, Santa Clone.
Oh, CRISPR Kringle.
Santa Clone here. Yes. You can have my eyes. They're rapidly degrading anyway.
Well, they fell out. They turned to a bowl full of jelly.
Okay? Yeah, I'm not regifting them.
You seem to be slowly melting there.
All right, guys, we did it. We did Santa. We did everything. We said Christmas wishes. Follow us on at Here's an Idea Pod on Twitter. Then turn your Twitter into garbage and throw it in the trash.
I do have one more thing to say.
One more.
The next podcast we do, I will be a dad.
Gross.
Point.
Whoa.
I'm currently not a dad, so I'm about to jump into the...
You're just
a
lad.
The black hole.
You're a lad soon to be a dad.
Ah. Yeah, it's like Interstellar where I'm going to jump through.
Dad boys. Dad boys.
It's actually, two dad boys.
You know, it's actually more like... Event Horizon, yeah. You're going to go into hell and come out with no eyes.
And my eyes pulled out by Sam Neill.
Yeah, and there'll be random demons fucking behind you. But,
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's Doom Eternal.
It's fun. We could do a dad cast.
Dad cast.
Sounds good.
Oh, you guys going to talk about flashlights? And how strong they are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got a new Maglite. It's rated for beating people with.
You're that kind of dad. Yeah. Like gadget dad.
You guys going to build a porch on a podcast?
I'm just not a boring asshole is the difference. Do that Twitter and then undo it.
Yeah.
I'm at Hijinks and Sue.
I'm Dave Middle Thatcher.
You're which?
Rob Denblake.
And then Chris.
_ Chris Wilson _ no more underscores.
_.
And if you like the podcast, tell your friends about it.
I thought it was secret.
Put it in there.
We're trying to get more listeners now. We tried getting less.
Go to iTunes. Do a review of all 5 of the stars. Tell them how great we is.
We need an army of podophiles to fight against Mrs. Explosum's arcane magic.
It's true.
I mean, we'll eventually have to sacrifice them all, but, you know.
Yeah,
that's way cool.
That's fine. Our Patreon, patreon.com/cyanide_and_happiness_no_further_.
That's right.
What else do we have going on? Rapture Rejects, Rob? Rapture Rejects?
If you ever felt like you were a bad person who won't get into heaven,
yes,
it's probably true. You're not going to make it. But we made a video game about exactly that. It's about all the people left behind after the apocalypse, after the rapture, fighting for the last ticket to heaven. It's out now on Steam Early Access. You can go play it.
A big steamy
Early Access.
Yep.
And then you can go jump on there, shoot each other, shoot your friends.
Okay.
Get shot by me.
I'll do it.
You can't shoot yourself.
Oh, never mind. Anybody else got anything?
Nope.
I don't.
Let's peace out.
Okay, bye.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, no. Happy holidays. Trump's president.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Boys kisses.
Oh, wait. No, Trump's president means we can say happy holidays. We can say Merry Christmas again.
Yeah, we're finally alive.
I forgot. Did you know? Oh, thank God. Christmas. Obama's gone.
Christmas kisses.
Okay. Christmas crackers.
Goodbye. Happy Hanukkah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Here's an Idea is an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. Explosum.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.